What's up, everybody? Welcome to another MoGraph MoCast. I'm Dave.
And I'm Matt. Joining us today, we've got our good friends, Mr. EJ Hassan-Frost and Mr. Jonathan Wimbush.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
You said what hello, the hell hello?
Is that? Hello?
All right, what up? What up? It's trying to switch it up for 2024, right?
Yeah, yeah, so MoGraph
podcast, not. I mean, it's April Fool's. That's your new thing.
There we go.
Whole, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Stay in the spirit.
Yeah, EJ, you got a new Blender tutorial today, right? Is that true?
I do.
Yeah?
Yeah, I just dropped it today. Yeah. Actually, did you also hear they're going subscription?
Ah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
$99 a
month. It's on their website. I tweeted about it. Go see.
Did you hear Blender is $99? What?
What? Did you know?
I don't like April 1st on the internet. I just don't read anything on the internet on April 1st. It's just, you know, whatever.
Subscribe,
right?
From the internet on April 1st.
Whatever happened to that guy that did that really good Nick Campbell Grayscale Gorilla impression video? Do you remember that?
No.
Like April Fool's, like 8 years ago.
I never saw that.
He did this whole. No? Oh my God. Sorry, I didn't come prepared. I should find that somewhere.
That's funny.
But no one knows, like, who that guy was or what.
That's funny. We're getting ready for NAB. This will be our last show before NAB. Next week we won't have a show. I'm actually leaving the day after the eclipse, and the eclipse is going on during our show next week, so we're not doing a show for that reason too.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm just gonna go stare at the sun for a bunch of times instead of doing a podcast.
Yeah. So we got a good show for you today. We got Vernon coming on later. He's going to do his 10-minute render practice. And make sure you follow us on YouTube, TikTok, Instagram, all the things. We're actually on TikTok right now. If you'd like to give us a little share, copy that share, hit the screen, tap the screen, get us some hearts. Someday we'll get to the FYP, but really probably not, because nobody cares about art on TikTok anyway. So,
it's funny, like, most of the stuff that I follow on TikTok is art related. It's like, I love people manually sculpting stuff, but I really like watching people fix cars, because I don't know how to fix cars, and I think it's really cool.
Yeah, it's interesting how different things do well on different platforms, right? Like if it has to do with art, I feel like Reels and Instagram do better. And then if it has to do with technology, it does better on TikTok for us and on YouTube. Holy crap. Nobody watches any of our shorts on YouTube unless it's technology related. And then it gets thousands of views. It's so funny. So maybe we should just pivot. You know? let's just talk about building computers from now on. I don't know. Make sure you join us in the MoGraph Slack so you can talk about all the things motion graphics related. And you can also chat with people when you're doing events and stuff. You can find your peeps. You can hang out with us on Discord. We got the same channels in there, but we mostly just hang out on video and Discord during the day. So if you'd like to join, just hit us up. And one of the reasons we're able to bring you all this stuff is because of our wonderful sponsor, Otoy. One of the reasons we're able to provide this content is because they are our universal sponsor. You know who they are, the makers of Octane Render and the Render Network. Jules is one of our great friends. Hopefully we can hang out at NAB. I think he's coming to NAB. And
I don't know.
With Octane Render, Render Network, you can make beautiful renders, and then you can render them quickly. So just go to otoy.com and thank them for help making our show possible. All right.
So yeah, Camp MoGraph, it is coming up. The ticket sales are about to start April 20th, so this will be our last show before it happens. We're super excited. Set your calendars and your alarms for April 20th at noon Eastern time. So I believe it's a Saturday, so make sure and, you know, set your clocks. It's going to be a lot of fun. We've got some amazing presenters and amazing speakers. We talked about those last week. And also, we just added John Lepore is coming back to do a workshop this year as well. So we're going to have some absolutely incredible workshops. And in addition, we didn't mention this because we were still in the works, but one of our complaints that we've gotten has been with the food, which is fine. You know, it's camp food.
We try.
But we wanted to kind of up the game a little bit, and luckily we've been able to bring in some extra sponsors to help cover some costs. So for two of the nights, we're actually bringing in some food trucks, you know. Something we may not be able to do every time, but we're super excited about it because we're so close to Chicago. You know, it's a really easy trek for some of these food trucks. So we've got a couple of really cool food trucks coming for dinner, both Friday and Saturday night. And then, of course, Sunday night, we're going to do our, you know, Thanksgiving dinner like we always do.
Yeah.
But yeah, Camp MoGraph tickets go on sale April 20th at noon. Also, Camp MoGraph Australia tickets are still on sale. Those close in exactly 30 days at the end of this month.
Mm-hmm.
So if you haven't gotten your tickets, if you're planning, if you're just like waiting, we've heard some people say that Australians just like to wait until the last minute, which is fine. It just stresses us out a little bit more. But yeah, please pick up your tickets as soon as you can. Those tickets for Camp MoGraph Australia end at the end of the month. So,
newsflash, it is the last minute. Now is the last minute.
It is the last minute.
Yeah.
I was just on a call with the folks that are helping put together the Camp Australia Down Under. And I got to say, like, the pictures and everything, if you haven't seen it yet, the camp looks amazing. I got a little sneak peek of what's planned there. So if you've been waiting to go to Australia or you are in Australia, this might be, you know, your one chance to get to Camp MoGraph. And if you've not experienced it before and you're feeling that mad FOMO of all the Camp MoGraph in the U.S., this is your time. Stop waiting because you might wait too long. Maybe you're the last Australian. You're the slowest Australian, and you don't quite get in because, you know, if it's anything like the U.S. date, they sell out very fast and suddenly. So,
and if you're on the fence, if you're in Australia, maybe just go give Tim Clapham's Twitter page a little looky loo. You know, we got him down as a sponsor, which is, you know, exciting. So maybe go check out his Twitter page if you still haven't bought your ticket.
Is something up there already?
Yeah, like a little Ben Marriott. Ben Marriott's going to be there signing everyone's babies.
Also, we want to thank all of our sponsors, of course, for both Camp MoGraph US and Camp MoGraph Australia. Otoy, of course, we're super excited to have them on board as our global our universal sponsor for Camp MoGraph, as well as Maxon and Sony and Grayscale Gorilla and Stash Magazine. Super excited to have them all on board. We appreciate all their help. So give them a shout out.
Yeah.
That's it for camp. Just set your alarms.
We're going to see you
again. Tickets are
going
to go fast.
The next show, you're going to have your ticket. You know?
Yeah.
You know? Oh. Yeah. So before we get to Unreal stuff, we're going to talk real quick about NAB. We like to talk about some advice and some things that you can, you know, need to know, especially if you've never been there before. So we're going to play a little game. And this is going to be called Wheel of Nav. I hope that it works well. It was a little glitchy with me yesterday, but we'll give it a try. So everybody,
you got to build it in Unreal, so that like you know,
arrive. I should
Fortnite.
Use Rive. Yeah,
in Rive. Yeah. You can build it in Rive.
So I did start playing with Rive, by the way, a little bit. So I'm going to bring in our little wheel here. Hopefully, it comes. Ooh, there we go. Cool. And everybody, get your notes out. Because we're gonna take turns reading some stuff here, and the way it works is I'm gonna spin, and you gotta do no whammy, stop, and I'll hit the button, and then that's what you have to read. Whatever it lands on is what you got to read off of these notes. All right, so get your notes ready.
I have the notes.
The notes are
it's
in your notes.
It's the Wheel
Matt.
Of Bograph.
Bograph. Did you say Bograph?
Yeah, Bograph.
Bow. All right. We're going to give it a try. I'll do it like an example, and we'll go from there. So here, let's do it.
Oh, okay.
All right. Spinning the wheel. No whammy. Stop. Shoes. Oh, my God. Shoes. In the City of Lights where the big screens play, remember your comfy shoes or you'll rue the day. Through halls of wonders... where the tech sees away, sway. I can't read today. Your happy feet will thank you as you explore and stray. All right. So that's kind of...
You didn't know it.
That's how it works. All right. So, all right. We're going to spin again. This
Speaking
time.
Of shoes, I just replaced my shoes that I used the entire time in Europe with new Converse.
Nice.
Oh, God. The most uncomfortable shoes you've replaced.
Dude, like, no. I didn't get a single blister the entire time I was there. It was awesome.
Yeah,
so just wear shoes that you're very comfortable with. Don't wear new shoes.
Yeah. Yeah, true.
Well, it was very rainy, too, the entire time. So yeah. That didn't help either.
Yeah.
All right, we got 11 more of these. Let's power through. You ready?
Oh, God.
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Spinning.
Just don't drink too much.
We've only got 57 more to go. Let's go.
All right. Yeah. Winbush, this is you. You got to call the stop. Here we go.
Let's go. Right. Connect the dots. La, 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 la.
Tell us when to stop. Tell us when to stop.
Stop. Stop. Stop.
Monorail. You got to read Monorail.
Monorail.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't realize there's two pages. Oh, snap. Yeah, okay.
All right.
In Vegas, hustle where the streets weave and twirl at the monorails, your chariot through neon swirl. Quicker than cabs, more gentle on the purse. With a pass in your grip, the city's yours to traverse.
Make sure you take that monorail.
These are not helpful at all.
All right.
They're just rhymes.
Here you go. There you go.
Get your monorail ticket.
You're up.
Make sure you get your monorail.
You're up.
Yeah.
You call it, EJ.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Now. Party. Come on, party.
Water.
In the shimmer of Vegas where the dry winds play, keep a stash of water to chase the thirst away. Amid the dazzling drinks that may lead you astray, sip the clear nectar and hydration's grace. Wow. Okay, yeah.
Just be careful about how much water you drink, because you will be getting up every 20 minutes to pee.
That's true.
You just pee your pants.
I mean, you could have just said that.
All the cool people pee your pants.
All right, here we go. Matt?
Stop. We got a lot to go through.
Yeah.
Sleep. Nah, you ain't gonna get that. Nope. In the neon embrace where sleep seldom threads, you'll find the night's rhythm in the Vegas spreads. When the eyelids weigh and the bedsheets call, reach for a Red Bull, stand tall, embrace the thrall.
That's a Monster Energy, man. What are you doing?
I know.
That's true.
Or a Prime. I'm trying to get some.
Or a Monster.
Or Cred. Get some Cred. All right, here we go.
Rain.
And spin. And spin. It's not spinning. So we'll just go.
It's
a motion blur.
I hate this program. Slack. Let's talk about Slack. In the world of Vegas, where connections are key, join the Slack channel where the voices are free. Amidst the attendees, let your messages be, for in the digital mingle lies opportunities spree. Come on, spin.
Why didn't you just stop at opportunities?
Because I didn't write it.
Because it's ChatGPT, it's too dumb.
Yeah, that's right. All right, I don't know
too
why.
Too dumb to know.
There we go. I got my spin working. All right.
Ah, stop.
Oh, whoops. Okay, here we
go. This game is so obviously rigged.
Hangover.
Oh, yeah, perfect for me, huh?
That's right. I've seen you, man. Jeez.
What's Hangover?
I mean, I did get drunk off of one sake shot last year, and that was a story in itself.
Oh, that's another thing. When you think sake is low alcohol, or it's not a beer.
It's not a beer.
Yeah, we'll just say I ended up swimming through like the sewers at some point, but yeah, that was all right. Hangover.
Yeah.
In the city of Sparkle, under the desert sun's cover, remember a hangover awaits if you don't take cover. With plenty of time, a mini toast to hover, sip with a smile, and your mornings won't suffer.
It's pretty good.
Good job, robot.
Yeah. Come on, EJ.
Oh, come on, party. Let's go party. And
party bus.
Come on, Barbie. Let's go party. Shoes again?
Shoes
what
again?
The hell?
I think we missed
just
something.
That damn shoes again.
It's those shoes again. It's not supposed to be shoes. I'll find it
All right,
for
let's
you.
Go to, can I go down to batteries?
I'll go to the next one. I'll go to the next one. How about that?
Up.
No.
Am I stopping?
There you go. Expo pass.
Expo pass. Okay. Amongst the dazzle and the digital dance, secure your expo pass. Don't leave it to chance. With this key in pocket, the doors wide advance. Step into the future, and the tech expands.
The future?
That's a Shakespeare jam right there.
All right, we got three more. Three more.
Wait, just get your free expo pass. Maxon's got it on their website.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do it. All right,
here we go. Matt's turn.
Stop.
Dang. Why does it keep landing on shoes?
It's broken. It is rigged.
It's that poop again. All right, what have we not done? Did we do chapstick?
I'm gonna do Gold Bond.
You're gonna do okay. Do Gold Bond.
In the stride through the city where stories are told, with each step and mile, let comfort unfold. Remember your Gold Bond. Against chafe, be bold. For in the walk of the day, it's your ally in gold. Honestly, Gold Bond, the chafing stick. That's the friction mm-hmm. defense. That's the best one. Mm-hmm. I use it anytime I'm in Disney World, and like, you're golden.
You just, I feel like every it in your thighs or something.
What? Yeah, just put them on your thighs. You know, maybe rub a little bit on your butt, so when you're sitting down, you know, it doesn't like hurt too much. Mm-hmm. Works great.
50% of the time that I'm on a MoGraph.com podcast, it's Matt talking about his chafe.
That's true.
I don't like my odds here. It's either Halloween or Matt talking about his chafe.
Well.
Or you're talking about trick-or-treating on Halloween and how you need Gold Bond because you're walking through the neighborhood.
That's true.
It's just so important.
Just can't win.
So have you guys reached out to Gold Bond at all?
I know we should.
Could be a gold sponsor. No, honestly. They could be the gold sponsor.
The Gold Bond sponsor. Yeah.
There's Winbush always thinking about, you know, ways to
I like that.
Monetize.
I like that.
Hey, you're giving them free sponsorship, right?
It's
you
true.
Might as well have paid for it.
Right.
All right. We'll do the last one here. And then we'll see what we were missing. Stupid wheel. I'm going to OBS Stupid from wheel. Now on. This thing's screwing up too much.
What are you using though?
Shoes.
Why?
Yep.
Why?
How'd I know?
I rehearsed all of this last night.
Hey, everybody, wear your shoes.
And it worked. It all worked last night. Stupid program. I'm not using XSplit anymore. All right, we talked about the monorail, the Slack, the Expo. Did we talk about chapstick? In the glow of the Vegas trip under the vast desert sky, don't forget your chapstick or your lips may sigh. With a swipe and a glide, keep dryness at bay, for with every smile and word, your comfort should stay. All right, I know there's two that we missed. We missed batteries and we missed Walgreens. So,
yeah, so go to Walgreens beforhand.
Now, here's... Yeah. Yes. Actually, yeah.
Don't go down that sketchy alley on the side of Walgreens.
Oh, man.
Or just know how to use Google Maps.
Oh, yeah. I can't do that either. Remember, I tried to find you guys. I ended up in, like, Sketch Town. And yeah. I'm like, I'm just
That's
walking,
how you ended up
like,
in the sewers.
Here's the thing.
Splinter.
This is a good one. In the city where the neon never sleeps and the slots gently weep, make a Walgreens run for snacks and drinks to keep. In your hotel room where the prices are steep, you'll smile at your stash, so clever and so cheap. And that's the thing. You go there first, you get all your stuff, you stock up, because when it's 1 o'clock in the morning and you want a water and it's $19.
Or your Gatorades.
Yeah. Also, if you're at the MGM, remember that they sell the leftover Subway sandwiches in the Gross. Snacks place every night.
Do they?
Oh, and they're
and
fresh.
They're $15
every night.
$20
Subway sandwiches every night. Also, batteries. Make sure that you bring like external chargers, like extra chargers, if you can. And Matt's always says, low battery mode. Always run on low battery mode.
Mm-hmm. Always, from the second you wake up, throw it on low battery mode.
Yep. All right. Well, that covers it. Thanks for playing that rigged game. And
goddamn shoes.
Who won?
OBS.
Shoes won.
We all shoes win. Won. Yeah, shoes won, apparently.
Shoes won, yeah. Shoes was the whammy.
Glitchy-ass program. All right. Let's go to Unreal Motion Design. We're going to talk about the new features and things that came out in 5.4 preview? 5.4, is that right?
Yeah. 5.4, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so first of all, let me talk about the name change. Why? Why? Does anyone know why?
To make it easy to find when you're up there in the selection menu. So, like, I liked Avalanche, but, you know, that was just a code name for the longest time. So they just tried to simplify it as much as possible instead of trying to come up with something clever and then people easily get confused. So
It's just so lame. I don't know. They lost their good.
I mean, you know how people are. Like, everybody here does tutorials, right? And it's like, we show people how to do stuff, and then people are like, I can't find it. And it's like, I literally just showed you where it's at. So, I mean, it's like, you have to kind of go at the lowest common denominator sometimes.
It's not on Mac yet, right?
So. It is. I asked Andy. Is it on Mac, but I don't have a way to test it. But he said it runs on Mac and PC.
But you can't use, what is it you can't use on Mac? It's not Nanite. It's the other thing.
I'm not sure. I don't know.
No, maybe it's Nanite.
I just tell Mac users, it's 2024. It's time to get a PC. It's
like, true. True.
Dude, yeah. I'll tell you what. My Mac's my main machine now. It kind of sucks that I've got to go over my PC and like have it crash every 15 minutes.
Dude, I lost 3 days 2 weeks ago because some random Windows update crap in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm.
You guys can't go to suspect websites. I mean, you got to say no sometimes.
I was on your website. I don't know what you're doing over there.
Oh, exactly.
Winbushimmersive.com, and I was like, all right.
Well, Texas doesn't allow that anymore.
For so long, I just drained in everybody's account.
Yeah, I just had to connect my wallet, and I thought I was going to get a little Winnie NFT, and psh.
You got more than what you asked for, right?
Yeah, I did.
So you put out an intro video. I know you're probably going to do some stuff later on, more in depth, but you kind of did a first impressions video. You pointed at it, you know. So
yeah, just to let people know it's there. Like I said, you have to show people exactly where it's what, because they get lost easily.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
If I didn't point to it, they might wander off somewhere else.
That's true.
You know,
that's true.
Comment section just gets crazy.
Can you point in Blender now?
I mean, that's where I got the pointing from, just seeing all just the Blender, Blender. They're just always pointing at everything. It's like, all right, I see you.
So they got a specialized outliner and sequencer just for motion design, right? This motion design mode, is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then right off the bat, like, because I've been sick because I was doing so much traveling, so I'm going to start putting up tutorials this week, but I would say that the new tool set is more inclined for 2D stuff that you would do in like After Effects more than like being like a cinema replicant, I would say. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to be going over a lot of the 2D stuff because that's where I think it really shines at. So, you know, like they replicated almost like Photoshop and After Effects in there, but it's just the workflow is a little bit different. So like I've been working close with Andy just trying to figure some stuff out because a lot of it's not too apparent. So there's going to be some learning curves in there.
So
it's pretty cool. Like I think I can see a lot of broadcast companies going full on with this instead of like rendering out actual, you know, motion graphic stuff and playing them as interstitials, you know, but actually using them and being, you know, running it like a game engine. I can 100% see that happen.
Yeah, like they did that for the Super Bowl, actually, the last Super Bowl.
Oh, yeah.
That was running off of Unreal. Too Fresh did a lot of the graphics works there. That was all inside of Unreal. So, yeah, their big thing is, I don't want to say like a VizRT replacement, but that seems to be like what they're gunning for. So, you know, I think even Fox was using it for some election coverage stuff because you can even take like spreadsheets, take that information, feed it into there, and then everything just automatically is synced up to whatever, you know, the schematics are that you put in there. So I can see a lot of VizRT artists actually moving over to Unreal for a lot of live broadcast stuff.
And the MoGraphy stuff, the cloners, effectors, I mean, what do you think about that? I see it and it's like, okay, that looks okay. It looks like something I do in cinema, but also it doesn't look as advanced. It looks kind of, I don't like seeing everything at 60 frames a second, you know. I prefer seeing motion blur on things, and I don't know. How do you feel about that? Have you had a chance to play with that?
With the cloner tools and stuff like that?
Yeah, cloners, MoGraphy, you know, the 3D stuff.
Yeah, again, I would say, and this is probably on their part, instead of calling it cloners, I would probably, well, because they already have Niagara Particle System, right, which is just like more of a motion graphics friendly version of the particle system. So a lot of the particle work is like really good at that. That's why you're not seeing like one-to-one functionality from the MoGraph cloners to Unreal. like even with the Cineware plugin, I know there's been talks like, hey, if we do something with Cineware or a Cinema, can it just automatically translate to the cloner system instead of Unreal?
That would be killer.
Mm-hmm. It really can't because the philosophies between the two systems are just totally different. So
yeah,
they didn't go out to like replicate the Cinema cloner one to one, but with the Direct Live updates that Maxon has been working on, it's getting to the point to where you can actually do all your stuff in Cinema and then just hit that one button and it just brings it over to Unreal, which I always tell people, like we just did a talk at Ringling School, right? And even mm-hmm. the professors are like, should we drop Cinema? And I was like, no, like teach them both together. Like I think there's still a big use in using them in tandem with each other rather than just trying to go one way or the other.
Mm-hmm. And I still wonder if there's like patent issues or things that would have to even be worked out in that case. Because doesn't Maxon have a patent on that kind of stuff? I don't know how that works. I've never done a patent.
But. Yeah. I mean, I know they work closely with each other. I've been on calls with both of them together. So they have like a really good relationship.
You know, if you're talking... You're talking patents, you know, with patents, it becomes a programming thing, you know.
Right, right.
I doubt they're stealing. I mean, I remade the cloner system in C40 Lite, you know, years and years ago using only Espresso, you know.
So but it was like, their software.
I'm not programming the same thing, yeah. You know. What?
I said, but it was their software, so I don't know.
It was their software, yeah. Yes.
Did they add?
I mean, it was pretty bold that they're using the terms effectors and
I did cloners, think that as well,
and
yeah.
I felt like that was a little bit on the nose there. So
yeah,
but it's also like Epic's a U.S. company, Maxon's a German company. Is there some loopholes there where they can kind of get around? I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, we're going to NAB, so we'll have a chance to ask everybody about this.
Yeah.
We'll get them all around the table together, right? Get the Unreal and. Get the Maxon people in. Go to Whiskey Down.
Yeah, I mean, we got a private event. I brought you guys the invite, so we can ask all the questions there.
Yeah. Do they add some like basic shapes and things, though, I'm assuming? Because I haven't had a chance to play with it yet. Like, I mean, like there's not a lot you can do with modeling and stuff in Unreal, right? So, like, did they bring like cubes and spheres and like, you know what I mean, like is that there now?
Yeah, okay. I mean they have the modeling module in there, so like you could do basic modeling. It's not going to replace, you know, your Blender, Cinema, ZBrush, nothing of that nature. The modeling tools are more there for like if you bring something over and there might be like a polygon issue or you might need to like inverse your polygons or something like that,
right.
Like you could do it while staying inside of Unreal, so you don't have to keep going back and forth. It's like once you have your model, then you can use the basic modeling tools in Unreal to just fix whatever, you know, messed up when you brought it in.
And how's the timeline, like the keyframing, all of that? Is it pretty much the same as the sequencer's been?
It's pretty much on par. Yeah. You do your keyframes, like your dope sheep, and then your curve editor and all that different stuff. I mean, it's pretty much the same there.
And they got the layer folders, which After Effects users have been asking for forever, and Unreal's just like, oh yeah, let's just do that. And
yeah, that's why I said, like, I know just because of the cloners thing, Cinema people are kind of trying to make an apple-to-apple comparison, but I always tell people, I think it's more on the, like, After Effects motion graphic-y type stuff that they're, I don't want to say gunning for, but it's more in that vein.
Okay, so tell me this. What are some of the potential bugs and quirks or things that you found so far that you think maybe, have you found any?
Well, it is preview, right? So it is prone to crashes right now. Usually with Epic, what they'll do is they'll put out two preview versions before putting out the final version. Mm-hmm. And so I would say look for the final version around mid-April, somewhere around there, mm-hmm. towards the end of April. But usually what they do is they'll put out the first preview, put it out to the public. Everybody addresses the bugs and everything they come with because all the features are locked right now, right? So to send it out there, basically everybody's testing it out. Then they put it through another round of preview with all the bugs fixed, hopefully. And then after that, they put it out for finals. So right now, the biggest thing that I find is sometimes if I do some stuff, you know, it will crash. But yeah, I mean, other than that, it's working as it's supposed to. But like I said, well, I guess probably people didn't hear me. Like the workflow is just a little bit different than it is inside of After Effects. And so there is going to be some learning curves there for the most part.
Yeah.
But if you've got a pretty good understanding of if you've taken one of Winbush's courses, then you'll have a pretty good understanding of the motion design, you know, workflow and stuff. It's pretty similar to the same stuff that you would do in Unreal Engine.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. It's just they tried to make the layout a little bit more friendly for motion graphics artists, but like I was saying, it's less, I don't think cinema artists have to worry about it, like, replacing cinema or anything. Like, I think mainly it's, like, I don't know if anybody remembers, like, the Flame or the discrete systems, the smoke systems from back in the day where you can actually do, like, 3D and 2D, but they were on, like, those $250,000 machines that nobody had access to except for the studios. Yeah. It kind of reminds me of that. So you're getting real-time 2D and 3D that can coincide with each other all at the same time. So I would say it's taking it more back to those type of systems, which are really good for live broadcast work.
Just making sure everybody's still here.
I was just talking.
Yeah. Winbush, you got to talk at NAB. You got your Maxon presentation, but you're also talking at the main booth, right? The main NAB
Yeah, so
thing.
I'm doing Maxon on opening day, right? That's Sunday. And then I'll be on the NAB stage on, I want to say Monday. I just got the information this morning, but it's going to be talking about the, I don't want to say metaverse, but, you know, like the social gaming hubs like Roblox and Fortnite, because now we can build our levels for Fortnite and have them be inside of there and stuff like that. So it's more on that side of spectrum other than motion graphics stuff, because that's, I've been having my toes dipped on both sides of motion graphics and in the social gaming space. So yeah, fun times.
And EJ, cool. you're bringing a vinyl toy. You got something. What is it?
Yeah, I got I got a presentation as well that I can't talk about just yet. But and then I just got my very first vinyl toy, the Gus the Pug vinyl toy to go along with the plushie. So I'm going to be bringing a bunch of these to NAB, selling them. Super excited how they turned out, and for as long as I've wanted, or for as long as I can remember, I've always wanted to make a vinyl toy, and now I finally was able to make one. It's like super cool. You know, it got the little magnet seal on the head, which is super fun.
Oh, that's fun.
That's awesome.
But yeah, I learned a ton, and it's been pretty cool because I've had a lot of people reach out to me about, you know, like, you know, even since I got my 3D printer as well, which is super fun and super easy to use, which is great. The filament printer I got, but I even heard that at the Maxon booth they're gonna have a 3D printer, so it's just been
I've
really cool
well.
To
yeah
so it's gonna be really cool, like, you know, as 3D artists we always work in the digital realm, and the one thing I found is even if it's a sticker that I make, like, just to have something that you made in your hands, like, you just have a relationship with your own work on another level than just seeing it on a little screen. So this is, I got a little, when I got all these toys and got a little teary eyed, like, oh, like I finally did the thing I've been wanting to do for like over 10 years. I have enough toys that I've been collecting through the years, and I always would like, I want to do one of those. But it was super fun. And actually at the Ringling event that Winbush and I went to, like, I kind of did a whole talk on like kind of what I learned through that process, and just because one of the things that I asked the audience of students there was like, when's the last time you created for yourself? And, you know, a lot of people just haven't done it in the like that year, the past year. And it's just crazy that, especially with all the AI stuff, I feel like we're kind of losing ourselves a little bit. And for one of my big things was, you know, when all the Sora stuff came out, first thing I did was I went for a walk just to disconnect from everything. It's like, I can't doom scroll anymore.
Thanks all for hanging out with us. Well, everything in Dallas breaks down. Our Dallas server just went down. I don't know if it's like maybe that's a power thing too. Is there a solar flare going on? What is going on here? I really feel like something weird is going on. Because it's not just one thing breaking. It's everything is freaking out. So, looks like we are good now. And we're going to try and attempt to get Vernon on the line and keep going. And then I'll just have to spend the next 4 hours stringing all this together. Yay! Yeah.
It'll
all
be
right.
fine.
Yay. Well, thanks for being on, y'all. We appreciate it. Mm-hmm. I appreciate y'all hanging out with us while we navigate this mess. We're going to be going to NAB, all of us, so we hope to see you there. Everybody who's listening, come hang out with us and do all the parties and things. And I guess that's pretty much it. And we're going to do a commercial break here real quick, and we'll be back with Vernon.
Hi, my name is Sashia Dumont. I'm a writer, actor, and filmmaker.
Hi, my name is Paul Robinson. I'm a director, DP, and filmmaker. We are the creators and hosts of the Go Gorilla Filmcast, an online source for all things indie film.
We are a husband and wife film team and co-owners of Send 3 Productions, and we started this podcast for filmmakers like ourselves who were producing on micro budgets with skeleton crews.
Go Gorilla is a weekly podcast that features various talents in TV, film, and web series productions.
We've interviewed filmmaker powerhouses like Kestrel Pantera,
Richard Raymond,
Alex Ferrari,
Cassandra Ebner,
and Ryan Connolly. Amazing actors like Hannah Ward,
Lou Taylor Pucci,
Chris Wataski,
and Eileen Gruba.
Groundbreaking cinematographers like Jody Lee Lipes,
and Jessica Lee Gagné, and many more.
We also offer weekly reviews of our favorite films and shows, which vary from low-budget first-time filmmakers to A-listers and everyone in between. Go Gorilla is proud to announce that we have officially joined the MoGraph Podcast Network.
So if you love filmmaking as much as we do,
tune in every Sunday for a new episode of the Go Gorilla Filmcast.
Your source for all things indie film.
Now available on the MoGraph Podcast Network.
All right. We are going to attempt to do Rando Render. We got Vernon here revealing the prompt. The prompt is enormous ants. Enormous ants. I've got your ant here. There's a Dropbox file in there. You've got an ant, and he has different skins that you could turn on if you want to mess with that. Maybe not. I'm just letting you bring it into your Cinema 4D. Think about an idea. You know, all of that. I'm gonna check and make sure that you got your screen, and then we'll move over to that, and I'm going to start playing some music and stuff. Yeah, I do have your screen, which is good. All right, cool. I think we're good to go.
There we go.
I'm assuming we're still on a live stream. I have no idea at this point.
Maybe we're still on a live stream.
We're talking to no one at this point. I don't know. And we're starting now. What we got here? So
nice,
we got some.
Nice.
We got.
Oh, we're going in redshift.
Oh,
for this one.
Yeah.
All right.
That's the only way I can do it. Yeah.
What's the prompt again, Dave?
Enormous ants.
Gigantic ants.
Enormous ants.
Enormous.
Yeah, enormous.
Enormous ants.
I don't know. I don't. I mean, you gave it to me in a T pose, so I cannot leave it like that.
Yeah, that's so true. You could take the take the shoulders and just rotate them down at a minimum. You know, it's a pretty cool ant for $9. You know.
Oh my gosh.
Turbo Squid.
This needs to be a lot. Actually, I'm just going to leave it. Let's go into
GSG. Oh, that doesn't look too bad. Yeah, that's good.
It looks horrible.
No, it doesn't. No, I mean, you just move the arms a little bit so he doesn't look so much like he's in T-pose.
Yeah, there we go.
How much time you got left?
Seven minutes. We'll give you like a grace minute because of the issues.
I'm just going to try to hurry. I don't know.
And yeah, you need like a wide-angle lens, right?
Yeah.
And like super wide and like get up in there. And then you need something for scale. That's the big thing. You got to have something.
Yeah. Need a banana for scale.
Yeah.
No, I don't have a banana.
You need a building or something that just makes him look like he's gigantic.
Why is it that your mouse is a black square?
Because you're watching. You're watching on Skype. That's why.
Oh, okay. Just, yeah.
I don't know.
I have to leave in 5 minutes.
That's fine. That's fine. We're good.
Okay. You going for like a Godzilla type thing where he's coming out of the water? Or are you going for a Jesus thing where he's walking on it?
He's going to come out of the water.
I like that color. Is that a GSG? Yeah, that is. That's a GSG, sure. Man, they got good skies. much time we got, Dave?
5 minutes, 45 seconds.
5 minutes, 45 seconds.
I just scaled this, like...
Yeah, like he's coming out of the water. I see. I see.
I like that. I like that. See, then you need a city in the background or something, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, it's telling me I'm getting drop frames and all sorts of stuff, man. I think we're getting hit with a solar storm.
Are you gonna switch over to something else?
No, it doesn't matter. It's our broadcasting service keeps dropping us in Dallas.
Oh, like the Restream Dallas, or something?
The Dallas server keeps going down. It's like connecting to Atlanta. Yeah, there you go. You got that building?
I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just trying to hurry. I'm under the gun. We're flooded.
Yeah.
And
you could bring him
too close at the same.
You could bring him up, you know. There you go.
How much time we got, Dave?
There you go. You got 4 minutes, but I'll give you five for the trouble.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Some mountains.
What's weird is my time on my PC is now it's supposed to be set automatically. Oh, weird. It didn't jump forward, you know. I like it. Vernon.
This is
like
horrible.
It. I don't know where you're going with it, but I
don't
it.
Know what I'm doing.
Now it's plural ants, you know. So.
Oh boy.
Oh my.
So you just got to duplicate. You just got to copy paste.
Yeah.
You duplicate.
I think that would be the best thing to do besides.
Yeah. Could just be two ants.
Two ants. Ants, plural. I'll see. You should have done an army of ants.
As soon as I threw the cloner in there, I just know something's going to break.
That's probably true.
A cloner and all that, yeah.
I wish that I could
completely change your concept and have the ant climbing the building. Just change your shot.
I can't grab these because I need these to be locked down on their own layer.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't really have time to do that.
It's all right.
Yeah.
So now do like get a nice wide angle lens, you know.
I got a 25.
All right, I gotta go.
Him, you know?
But Vernon, it's looking great.
Yeah, Matt has a Zoom meeting that he would have been 30 minutes early to, but thanks to the solar flares or whatever is going on, I don't know. Yeah, that's see.
I don't know.
Make it even wider. Make it even wider shot and get up in there. And then, get real wide and get close. There you go. There you go. Yeah, you're getting it. It's funny.
This is
not bad. You got about 2 minutes left. Oh, my clock. Is my clock not moving? Come on, clock. What is going on, y'all?
Your clock's not working.
It froze up. I swear to God, we got solar flares.
I'm just trying to give something a basic color. I don't even know.
You got 1 minute, 30 seconds.
Wow. Yeah, no time.
Yeah, that's working. That's working.
It's something.
You could do a couple more of those ants. You got 1 minute. You could duplicate those ants in the background a little. You know, it's not bad. I mean, the prompt's working. You know what I mean? And then maybe like a third one, and he's like extra huge in the middle. 50 seconds. There you go.
All right. Feel like I should render. I don't know what else I can do.
Render it out. You could just screen grab it if you want, you know. All right, bring it up full screen. Let's take a look. Enormous ants, everybody. Thanks, Vernon, so much for joining us. Maybe we can get a redo. Maybe we can get a redo when we come back from NAB and try it again. Maybe we can bring you in and somebody else, and we'll do a competition on a day where the solar flares aren't taking us out or whatever's going on. We've gone through kind of like an animal, and we've done animals and bugs so far in all of these, interestingly enough. So, all right. I'm going to attempt to play us out here. Thanks, everybody, for watching and bearing with us. We swear we'll get this working next time. And thanks, Verdon. And we'll see you on the internets. We'll see you at NAB. Don't forget, 420 is when tickets go on sale for Camp MoGraph. And we're going to get out of here. Until next time, I'm Dave.
I'm Vern.
Have a good one. Later, yo. Woo.
Pretty good, I guess.
Introducing MoGraph TV from MoGraph.com, a free motion graphics and animation channel streaming your favorite content and favorite artists 24/7. MoGraph TV features motion graphics tutorials, talks, tips, inspiration, and replays of popular live shows. We offer something for all levels of designer, from introductory tutorials to high-level breakdowns and everything in between.
That track looks great to me.
MoGraph TV features software like Cinema 4D, After Effects, Unreal Engine.
What up?
Third-party plugins and other 2D and 3D software. We also feature live motion events, short-form clips, crypto art, and even a little photo and video editing. Learn from the people that inspire you most. And stay up to date on all the latest industry news, announcements, and community events. You'll also see exclusive offers only available by watching. With 3 8-hour blocks each day, you'll be sure to catch everything, no matter what your time zone. Keep it on as a companion to your workday and learn something new. Meet a friend, watch a demo, catch a classic tutorial, or even find new inspiration.
That's a British word?
A lot of things are British words.
Yes, good luck with all your projects.
MoGraph TV, television for the design community, 24/7.